After this, the blessed Ananda spoke thus to the Bhagavat. But in that case, O Bhagavat, where do the gods consisting of the companies of the four Maharajas who dwell on the side of the Sumeru? And where do the Triastrinksa gods who dwell on the top of Sumeru find their place? Bhagavat said, What do you think, O Ananda? Where do these other beings find their place, who in this world dwell above the king of mountains, Sumeru, namely the Yamadevas, Trushitas, Nirmanavatis, Paranirmitavasavatins, Brahmakayikas, Brahmapurohitas, Mahabrahmas, so far as the Akanishtas? Ananda replied, O Bhagavat, the result of works and the outcome of works are inconceivable, i.e., I do not understand it. Bhagavat said, Here you see the result of works and the outcome of works are inconceivable, but to the blessed Buddhas, the position of Buddhas is not inconceivable, while to thee, the holy and miraculous power of virtuous beings whose stock of merit has become ripened seems inconceivable. Ananda said, I had no doubt on this, no difference of opinion or hesitation. On the contrary, I ask only the Tathagata about this matter in order to destroy the doubts, the differences of opinion, and the hesitation of future beings. Bhagavat said, All right, Ananda, this is what you ought to do. In that world, Sukhavati, O Ananda, there flow different kinds of rivers. There are great rivers there, one yojana in breadth. There are rivers up to 20, 30, 40, 50 yojanas in breadth, and up to 12 yojanas in depth. All these rivers are delightful, carrying water of different sweet odour, carrying bunches of flowers adorned with various gems, resounding with sweet voices. And, O Ananda, there proceeds from an instrument which consists of 100,000 kotis of parts, which embodies heavenly music and is played by clever people, the same delightful sound which proceeds from those great rivers, the sound which is deep, unknown, incomprehensible, clear, pleasant to the ear, touching the heart, beloved, sweet, delightful, never tiring, never disagreeable, pleasant to hear, as if it always said, non-eternal, peaceful, unreal. Such a sound comes to be heard by these beings. And again, O Ananda, the borders of those great rivers on both sides are filled with jewel trees of various scents, from which bunches of flowers, leaves, and branches of all kinds hang down. And if the beings who are on the borders of those rivers wish to enjoy sport full of heavenly delights, the water rises to the ankle only after they have stepped into the rivers, if they wish it to be so. For if they wish it, the water rises to their knees, to their hips, to their sides and to their ears, and heavenly pleasures arise. Again, if the beings then wish the water to be cold, it is cold. If they wish it to be hot, it is hot. If they wish it to be hot and cold, it is hot and cold, according to their pleasure. And those great rivers flow along, full of water scented with the best perfumes of the Uragasara sandalwood, of Tartarus, Kalanusari, dark fragrant sandalwood trees, Agarus, and heavenly Tamalapatras, covered with flowers of the white water lilies, and heavenly Utpalas, Padmas, Kumudas, and Pundarikas, full of delightful sounds of peacocks, sparrows, Kunalas, cuckoos, sarikas, parrots, ducks, geese, herons, cranes, swans, and others, with small islands inhabited by flocks of birds, created by the Tathagata, adorned with fields, full of metals, with fords on which it is easy to drink, free from mud, and covered with gold dust. And when these beings their desire, thinking what kind of wishes should be fulfilled for them, then exactly such wishes are fulfilled for them, according to the law.